This morning we're talking about adult day services and also talking about the mental health of those who are elderly in today's times. Our guest today, Tom Starling with Mental Health America, and also Tom Tozer, who is on the board for Mindful Care Adult Day Services. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Tom Starling, you obviously work in the mental health field, so you're seeing a lot of what's happening right now with the elderly, things they're going through emotionally and mentally. And of course, that ties right into mindful care, because mindful care works with the elderly on a daily basis. So, Tom Starling, let's start off with you a little bit. What are some of the things you're seeing in the older generation right now?
Tom Tozer and I were talking just before we came on about my work with the Alzheimer's Association from 2000 to 2004. And I tell you, that the time back then that we were most scared about was 2017 to 2020, because of this aging baby boomer population that's just running towards the Alzheimer's cliff. And for the last 8 years, I've been the CEO of Mental Health America of Middle Tennessee. We've had an Alzheimer's program for about 32 years and provide some of these services in home and in the community. And so we're able to look at these seniors and these caregivers, these baby boomers. And I tell you, they're really peaking at this point, with 1 in 8 seniors having Alzheimer's or some type of dementia, how every person with Alzheimer's impacts 3 caregivers, and us still wanting to keep as independent as possible our veterans, our mentors, our parents and grandparents, our teachers, and those who deserve the highest quality of care. And you know, we look to adult daycares like Mindful Care as being a great place to help these seniors maintain their independence and their quality of life.
What are you seeing right now with those who are baby boomers as far as their functioning within society, and those who do have Alzheimer's, how are they getting along, so to speak?
You know, the two lines that I've been able to draw between mental illness and Alzheimer's is you might see signs 10 years before you're actually diagnosed. So you kind of think of that as far as, you know, somebody who's slipping up. I mean, I always thought maybe my absent-mindedness was a little bit charming, maybe to my wife, or she'd just kind of roll her eyes and laugh. But, you know, when it starts getting to where you really start having problems with some of your daily living activities, or your forgetfulness interferes with your cleanliness or your trips you want to go on, just your independence, a lot of times that's when you'll start looking to, hey, you know, where can I go to still have a quality meaning of life if I can't go to work, or if I can't take care of my family? And these are people who are still, you know, 50 or 60 years old. I think the statistic right now is 1 in 8 people over age 65 have Alzheimer's or some type of dementia. And then that grows to 50% of people over age 85.
So for children out there listening, children who are in their 30s and 40s, and when they see mom or dad starting to forget things, I mean, what do they need to look out for? Are there certain signs? I know you said if dad forgets to be clean, forgets to take a shower, but how do you point or notice some of those things? Because it would be really tough, I think, in the beginning to notice what's going on.
It is. And Mental Health America, again, we don't have a bunch of mental health counselors or social workers. We just do a lot of education and a lot of referrals. And so we'll tell people a lot of times, you know, how to help maybe take the keys away from mom so she's not driving into Nashville, or, you know, maybe getting lost, how to find help like in-home care, maybe the differences between Medicare, Medicaid, and some of these insurance woes we hear about, how to find places like Mindful Care and adult daycare services so that that person can still, quote unquote, kind of go to work. You know, hey, I've got to get up to go to this purposeful place where my friends are, my coworkers are, people who care about me. So we really look for those major signs of getting people dressed, cleaned, with purpose, because those are some of the first signs that you see failing.
Tom Tozer again also with us this morning, and he is on the board of Mindful Care Adult Day Services in Murfreesboro. You see a lot of folks who utilize the Mindful Care services there who they come in dressed sharp. I mean, it's almost like they are there to go to work in some of their minds, I guess, because some of them still feel like they've got a mission to live.
Many of the people in the program on Mindful Care call it a social club. It's a social club. You know, I'm going to get up and go to the club today. And I think that's because they really try very hard at Mindful Care to establish that kind of atmosphere where it's friendly, it's warm, loving, compassionate, and people, you know, go there and have a lot of fun, a good time. And Tom and I were talking earlier too about, you know, if I were looking for a place for my mother, and she had early onset Alzheimer's, and it wasn't to the point where she needed really concentrated care, Mindful Care would be that kind of place. It would be a safe, warm, compassionate atmosphere, and yet she could come home in the evening. And I think that's one of our one of the qualities of the program, where they have the best of both worlds. They have a great program during the day, but they can go home to their family in the evening. And as Tom alluded to, and you know, ER people say it all the time, they see about as many caregivers as they do Alzheimer's patients. The stress on caregivers is immense. And if you've been in that situation, and a lot of our board members have been in that situation as a caregiver, it's incredible tough duty, and sometimes it's sudden. You're not trained to be a caregiver, and all of a sudden your life is turned upside down too. So Mindful Care provides a terrific service, and if you're in that situation, you appreciate it more, where caregivers can drop mom off. They can go to work if they need to continue employment. They can run errands, or they can go home and just put their feet up and rest.
And I bet that's a very good, relaxing feeling, you know, for them to go home and rest, the caregiver, knowing that their mom, their dad, their grandparent, whatever the case may be, is in good care with Mindful Care.
Absolutely. I remember my mother-in-law was in a situation like that, and she had had a stroke or a heart attack. We're not sure what. But she was in a coma. When she woke up, she had all the symptoms of Alzheimer's or dementia. She had lost her short-term memory. She couldn't write. She forgot that her parents were no longer alive and that sort of thing. And I can remember a lady from the church would call occasionally, and we were there as caregivers. We were able to free ourselves to be caregivers. A lady from the church would call and say, "Do you want me to come over for an hour and just watch Norma for a while?" And it was like a breath of fresh air. It was like, oh, gee, please. You know, and we've often described it as a gift beyond measure. You can't appreciate that until you've been steeped in it, and then you have some relief. It's so vital.
Mindful Care is going to be holding an open house, and that's coming up on Friday, March 24th from 11 to 1. And I should say Mindful Care is inside New Vision Baptist Church on Thompson Lane, so everybody knows where that is. But that open house, again, Friday, March 24th, that's open for anybody to come check out the facility, mm-hmm. meet some of the folks who work and volunteer at Mindful Care as well.
Absolutely, and I must say, you know, we are so grateful to New Vision Baptist Church for the donated space that they have given us for the past 9 years. We've been in that church for the past 9 years, and they've been wonderful to us. It's almost become an outreach for that church, I think. Mm-hmm. They've kind of possessed us, and we love that. That's terrific. But, yes, the open house is Friday, March 24, 11 to 1, and we'll be unveiling a new video. But we're very pleased that Tom Starling, who is sitting next to me at this moment, will be our speaker at noon, and Tom will share some of his wisdom and insights on the subject. We hope everybody will come out. There'll be a luncheon buffet, free luncheon buffet, and a tour of the facility so people can get an idea of what our participants do during the day. And one of the perceptions, and I've got to make this clear, it is that these people come, and it isn't babysitting. It's not that. They come, and there are a lot of activities, mental stimulation, physical exercise. They go on field trips, and there's a lot of conversation that goes on, and that's so important. That social interaction is so important among these people. So, yes, the open house. Please drop by. It'll be a wonderful opportunity.
Now, before we close out this morning, I wanted to go back to Mr. Starling. There was a case here in Rutherford County. Well, it started in Florida, where an elderly woman was reported missing. They did a silver alert there in the state of Florida. Well, next thing you know, she ends up on State Route 840 here in Murfreesboro. And someone in Murfreesboro saw her, pulled over, because the lady was pulled over on the side of the interstate, ran out of gas on 840. And so this woman pulls over to help out this elderly lady, and then quickly learns, well, first of all, the woman thought she was in Florida, even though she was all the way here in Tennessee. Those kind of stories, it seems like you're hearing more and more about on a more frequent basis.
Do you know, wandering, people always tell me, oh, it's okay. My father, my mother, they don't wander. Well, they don't until they do. And there are more and more cases of these. And I would definitely want to utilize a secure service in the community that I knew loved my parent while I was at work, instead of them wandering off. Typically, there's not the car driving, even though that's not uncommon. Typically, people wander off, and if they're not found within 24 hours, there's a 50% chance that they won't be found alive. And usually, they're no more than a mile and a half away from where they were. But the sad thing is, when you start calling their name, sometimes they don't recognize their name. Sometimes the screaming makes them scared, so they hide. And so oftentimes you'll find these people in a culvert or a ditch or somewhere off the beaten path because they heard people looking for them. So silver alerts are so important. And working with our aging veteran mentors, our teachers, I mean, it's just a stage in life where we have to realize that more help is needed.
Again, with us this morning, Tom Starling, and he is with Mental Health America, and also Tom Tozer, who is on the board for Mindful Care here in Murfreesboro inside New Vision Baptist Church. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Scott, can I get our website in quickly? Well, Mindful Care website will tell you everything about the organization, mindful-care.org. mindful-care.org, and you can go there and see our new brochure and learn about the organization. And we appreciate WGNS for your support, Scott.